Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's December the 9th today. But I don't think I did a December boom 8. I might be a step behind. Might have to do 2 today just to make up for it. I probably did my December 7 boom on the 8th. Oh, I don't know. So, anyway, I've just been listening to Black 73 Cat talking about bits and bobs, including wagon wheels. First of all, thank you very much, Graham, for explaining why you're called Black 73 Cat. That explains a lot. I always get Black 73 Cat and Sassy Cat confused, actually, because you've both got the same surname. I like the explanation. So, if I was to have an equivalent, I'd have to have something with 72 in it. And I don't know of any particular football teams that won the Wembley football match thing, and what their nicknames are, so I'll have to do some research. I could call myself an E72 male, because the first email was sent in 1972. Wagon wheels. Yes, I want to talk about wagon wheels. So yes, I'm sure you're right, Graham. I'm sure wagon wheels were larger when we were kids. I remember wagon wheels being sort of sold as you can't eat a wagon wheel without smiling. I think the implication being that because it was so wide that you had to kind of stretch your mouth out really wide and do a really big smile to get sort of a bigger bite as possible. So I'm going to have to get hold of some wagon wheels just so I can see how much smaller they are now. Maybe I can open my mouth without smiling and still shove a whole wagon wheel in. Don't know how big they are. Maybe I'll have to ask Yana to add some to the Ocado order for tomorrow. But with wagon wheels, I've got a question actually. So I remember wagon wheels, them just being having white, they've got like a white marshmallow centre, haven't they, if I remember correctly, and then a biscuit on top and bottom, and then chocolate coated around the whole thing. But I remember at one point there was one that was sort of yellowy inside. I don't know if it was like caramel flavoured or something, caramel or toffee or coffee or something. Maybe it was a variation of the wagon wheel. Am I going mad? Does anyone else remember those? Or maybe they still do them. Goodness, I don't know. I remember Bounty. You could have a Bounty in a blue packet or a Bounty in a red packet. And if you got the one with the red packet, that was dark chocolate rather than milk chocolate in the blue packet. But you always got a little cardboard sleeve in there, and when they took the cardboard strip out of the Bounty, that was a very serious day. When you got your first Bounty that didn't have the cardboard strip in it, it was like, what the hell's going on? My world has been turned upside down. But yeah, you had the Bounty. That was in two different flavours. And you had the Wrigley Spearmint gum that could come in green or blue, with depending whether it was spearmint or peppermint. But everything else was just normal. Just always the same. And Mars bar was always a Mars bar and stuff. But you can get your white Twix and your white chocolate Twix, and you can get your Twix with caramel and nuts and... Yeah. So, to me, wagon wheels having a variety on to them was something new and exciting. So I'll have to find out whether they still do them, or indeed whether I completely imagined it. Maybe I just had a wagon wheel that was off, and that's why the middle was a different colour and tasted differently. Anyway, that's my ramble for the day. Thanks for listening. Take care. Toodle-boo.